So welcome everyone. Let's start with chemical kinetics today. Chemical kinetics being a very important chapter because it tells us the rate of a reaction. Whenever a reaction occurs, a very important factor about the reaction is its rate. The rate of a reaction determines how fast or slow a reaction is going to happen. This rate helps the scientists and the manufacturers to decide how much time they will have to take for each and every process. This is very important and crucial because, for example, if you want to make yogurt, if you want to make curd, then you will have to do some fermentation. The reaction of fermentation will take some time for sure, right? But the problem is that this rate and this time taken by the reaction should be known by you. If you don't know the time which will be required for a reaction to occur, what would you do? How would you know how much time will I take? This can cost a lot of loss to the company. So manufacturers make sure that they know the rate of each and every reaction. This chemical kinetics is very important for almost all the branches because we need to know this rate. If we don't know this rate, then we are at a threat. So the rate of reactions are different for different types of chemicals, and they are normally classified into three types. First is the fast reactions. For example, if you take sodium, by the way, don't take it, right? It's very dangerous, I tell you, okay? So if you take sodium and add it in water, what will happen is, okay, no problem. If you don't know, go on YouTube and search sodium in water and you will get a video. It's a very fast reaction, and believe me, it's very interesting as well. The second is a slow reaction. Now, what do you mean by a slow reaction? A slow reaction is the one in which the reaction occurs at a very slow rate. I mean, it's decent. It's very, very slow. And because of the slow rate, you will have to wait even for years to get the final product. For example, such an example is rusting of iron. You cannot get an iron piece rusted in the second day or in the third day. It will take at least some months to start rusting. It will make a single layer after almost 1 or 2 years minimum. So that's about a slow reaction. And a fast reaction is, as I said, sodium in water or water in sodium. That's a very fast reaction. And now the reactions which remain in the middle range are the ones which we study, because these reactions, the ones which are very slow, very fast, are not mostly used. And the ones which are fast, we don't actually need to calculate their rates. But most importantly, we need to calculate the rates of the reactions which occur at a moderate rate, at a normal rate. So the average rate of a chemical reaction. The average rate of a chemical reaction can be described by knowing the change in concentration of a reactant or product divided by the time interval over which the change occurs. Thus, the average rate equals change in concentration of a species upon change in time, which equals delta C by delta T. So considering the reaction A to B, in which A is consumed and B is produced, the average rate of consumption of A is equals minus delta of A by delta T, and the average rate of formation of B equals delta of B by delta T. So what do you come to a conclusion as? The conclusion is, you just need to add these two. So the final rate of a reaction is minus of delta A by delta T plus of delta B by delta T, and the rate of reaction represents a decrease in concentration of the reactant per unit time or increase in concentration of product per unit time. Now, those who have not got this particular line, what I mean to tell is, the rate of reaction almost every time is about the products decreasing and the reactants increasing, right? When the products decrease, they lead to a reactant, right? Or else how would a reactant be formed? Or if a reactant is reacting, it will decrease and the product would be formed. So the reactant size is going to decrease if we want the product size to increase, because the law of conservation of mass, which is very obvious, says that the mass before the reaction is equal to the total mass after the reaction. So that's what the statement needs to say, and it wants to say. The statement says that the reactants decrease and the products increase. Now they could have said this in a very easy way, right? They could have said the reactants goes on decreasing and the products goes on increasing. But what they said, they tried to confuse with us guys. I don't know what sort of pleasure do they get it from it, or is it the scientific writing which makes it so complex? So instantaneous rate of a reaction. Now we have already seen the average rate of a reaction, which is minus of delta A by delta T plus delta B by delta T for A to B, a reaction from A to B. Now what do you mean by instantaneous rate of reaction? Instant, the word instant from the word instantaneous means a single moment of time. I want to know something for this specific instant. The word instant here is for this time, right? In the same way in chemistry, instantaneous rate is about the rate of a reaction for a specific period of time. Maybe it is a small fraction of time. So this is to determine the instantaneous rate of a reaction by the progress of a reaction, and is followed by measuring the concentrations of reactant or product for different time intervals. The changes in this concentration are relatively fast in the beginning, and they slowly and gradually become slow. First the reaction is very fast, and then it goes on becoming slow. So the concentration of a reactant or a product plotted against time are forming a graph. Now what you can do is, you can search on any search engine about determination of instantaneous rate, and you will get a graph in the images section. There will be two graphs. First is the reactant concentration, and the second is the product concentration. The reactant concentration will be a decreasing graph, because the reactants are decreasing, as said previously, reactants are decreasing, while the products are going to increase, so product concentration will be increasing. So the instantaneous rate dc by dt is represented by replacing delta by derivative of dc by dt in the expression. So for a reaction A to B, the rate of a reaction at an instantaneous time is going to be minus of dA by dt, which equals to dB by dt. Now it's obvious. Previously we had a delta. We told that average rate will be delta A by delta T. Now we have a D, because D is about the time interval of a very short span. A very short time interval is about dA by dt. We are differentiating it basically. So for the reaction involving 1 mole of A and B each, the rate of consumption will be equal to minus of dA by dt, which equals dB by dt. Now let's take a bigger reaction where there are two products and two reactants. So A and B are the reactions, reactant, and C and D are the products. In such a case, A of A plus B of B will be equal to C of C plus D of D, or from A of A, A moles of A to B moles of B will give C moles of C plus D moles of D. So for such a reaction, rate will be minus of 1 by A into dA by dt, which equals minus of 1 by B into dB by dt, which equals 1 by C into dC by dt, which equals 1 by D into D of D by dt. So in this way, we complete the part of instantaneous rate of reaction and average rate of reaction. That's it for these parts. In the next part, we will continue with the rate of reaction and reactant concentration, which is another very important part and also very interesting. Thank you.